بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy, indeed all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. In this lesson, we come to the 8th hadith from the famous compilation Riyadu Salihin, from the chapter of Al-Ikhlas, from the chapter of sincerity and an-niyyah, having a correct, sincere intention. And the author, Al-Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, he said, عن أبي هريرة عبد الرحمن بن صخر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, upon the authority of Abu Huraira عبد الرحمن بن صخر رضي الله عنه, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. In this narration, the author, Al-Imam An-Nawawi, he actually mentioned the name of Abu Huraira. The majority of Muslims, we know the famous companion Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu by his kunya, Abu Huraira. However, Abu Huraira was a nickname which was given to him by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And his actual name was Abdul Rahman. And it is said that his name used to be Abdul Shams. And Abdul Shams is a name which contains a bad meaning, because it means somebody who is in submission or in worship of the sun. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as was his practice, that he used to change bad names to good names when a person accepted Islam. So he changed his name from Abdul Shams to Abdul Rahman. So the actual name of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, it is Abdul Rahman ibn Sakhar. However, he is more well known by the name Abu Huraira. And he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَجْسَادِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ صُوَارِكُمْ. Verily, Allah does not look towards your bodies, neither does He look towards your appearances. وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. However, He looks to your hearts. And the hadith has been collected by Muslim in his Sahih. So in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling us what Allah subhanahu looks to and judges us upon. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not judge us upon our bodies, whether somebody is big or small or tall or short. This in of itself is of no importance to Allah subhanahu. And also, Allah does not look at our appearances, whether a person is beautiful or not, or the color of a person, the complexion of a person, the language of a person, the country where a person was born in. This in of itself is of no value to Allah subhanahu. Those matters which are related to the dunya, the worldly materialistic life, they have no value with Allah subhanahu in of themselves. Meaning Allah does not reward a person or punish a person based on these factors. Also, the lineage of a person, whether a person is of a high noble lineage or a low lineage, or whether a person is rich or poor, or how big a person's house is, or how good a person's car is, or how great a person's garden is. None of this is worth anything with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the difference between people, humans, and between Allah. So amongst the humans, the only thing which is of value to many of the humans is how big a person's house is, what area they live in, which car they drive, and so on and so forth, the clothes that they wear, what they look like, and so on and so forth. However, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only connection between Him and the people is the state of the hearts. وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, however, He looks at your hearts. So Allah only rewards a person or punishes a person based upon the taqwa, the piety which is in the heart of that person. So therefore, the one who has greater taqwa is closer to Allah subhanahu and is more noble and honored with Him. Like Allah subhanahu said in the Quran, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ Verily, the most honored and the most noble amongst you with Allah are those who have the most taqwa, i.e. the most piety. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ Verily, Allah is the all-knowing and the well-informed. I.e. He is all-knowing, He has complete knowledge of your thoughts and your intentions and your sincerity and your piety. And therefore, if we as Muslims, if we understand that all these materialistic qualities have no value with Allah subhanahu, then we should not be deceived or deluded by these matters. So you should not feel pride or arrogance over another person based on how much money you have or how good your appearance is, or how big or small your body is, or the number of children you have, or how spacious your house is, and so on and so forth. But if you find in yourself that Allah has guided you to ikhlas, sincerity, and Allah has guided you to taqwa, then you should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ However, Allah looks at your heart. Because a person is judged upon the intention which he or she has in his heart. Like in the first hadith we took, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ Actions are according to their intentions. There's also another important point here that many people miss out and they misunderstand this hadith. And that is that if a person advises another person regarding performing righteous actions or staying away from sins, the other person will reply with this hadith, Allah looks toward our hearts. Allah does not look toward our appearances, does not look toward our bodies, does not look toward our actions, rather Allah looks to our hearts. So they use this hadith to justify their sins or so they can stay away from obligations. And this is a great severe ignorance that a person has. In fact, the wording of Al-Imam Muslim is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Verily Allah does not look towards your bodies, neither does He look towards your appearances, وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَىٰ Rather He looks towards your قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ Rather He looks towards your hearts and He looks towards your actions. So the full wording of the hadith, the one which has been narrated by Al-Imam Muslim in his Sahih, it includes the word actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at our hearts and He also looks at our actions. So if a person does not pray the salawat and is advised that you should pray the 5 daily prayers, it is not valid for that person to say, but Allah only looks at my heart and you cannot judge me or you cannot judge that which is in my heart. Rather, Allah looks at the heart of a person and also looks at the actions of a person, looks at whether the person is fulfilling the five prayers or not. And like this, every other obligation of Islam and every other sin, Allah looks towards the actions and the heart. So Allah does look towards whether a woman is wearing hijab or not. Allah subhanahu does look towards whether a Muslim male has a beard or not. Allah subhanahu, He looks at our charity and He looks at our fasting. And He also looks at the sins, whether a person is smoking or not. So Allah looks towards the heart and Allah also looks towards the actions. And this is the very wording of the hadith. And there is a link between a person's heart and a person's actions. So if a person's heart is rectified, then their limbs and their actions and their statements are rectified and good. And if a person's heart is corrupt, then the statements and the actions of a person are also corrupt. So yes, we are not allowed to judge the heart of a person and we are not allowed to delve into the intentions of the people. However, the actions and the statements of a person indicate the state of their heart. So if you find a person and does not pray the obligatory prayers and does not fulfill the other obligations of Islam, and you look at their speech, and their speech is filthy, constantly lying and backbiting, and speaking about others, and always swearing and insulting. These apparent actions and these statements of a person, it indicates the corruption which is in their heart. And for example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لا يستقيم إيمان عبد حتى يستقيم لسانه, that the iman of a person is not upright until the tongue of a person is upright. So there's a link between what we say and do and between the state of our iman and the state of our heart. And then after this, the author, he mentioned the ninth hadith. He said, وَعَنْ أَبِي مُوسَىٰ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ قَيْسَ الْأَشْعَرِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, upon the authority of Abu Musa Abdullah ibn Qais al-Ash'ari radiyallahu an, that he said, سُئِلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَنِ الرَّجُلُ يُقَاتِلُ شُجَاعَةً. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was asked about a person who fights, meaning fights jihad, out of bravery. And another person, يُقَاتِلُ حِمْيَةً, another person fights for nationalistic pride or tribal pride. وَيُقَاتِلُ رِيَاءً, and another person, he fights, meaning jihad, to show off, for it to be known how great or how a fearsome warrior he is. The Prophet was asked, أَيُّ ذَلِكَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, which one of these people are fighting fi sabilillah, sincerely for the sake of Allah? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, he said, man qatala litakuna kalimatallahi al-ulya fahuwa fi sabilillah, that the one who fought in order for the word of Allah, the religion of Allah, to be superior, he is the one who is fighting in the path of Allah. And the hadith is in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim. So in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, three different types of people are mentioned to him. Somebody does an action like fighting to show his bravery or because he likes fighting. Another one does it for mere nationalism and nothing more, or mere tribalism and nothing more. And another one fights riya and show off for people to say regarding him how brave he is. Which one of these are sincere? None of them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the sincere one is the one who fought for the sake of Allah. And this same hadith can be applied to every other action which we do. So who is the sincere, charitable person? Is it the one who gives charity because he likes giving in charity? Or is it the one who gives charity in order to enhance his reputation? No. The sincere charitable person is the one who gives in charity for the sake of Allah. And who is the sincere scholar? Is it the one who learnt because he is merely academic? Or is he the one who learnt in order to gain a certificate? Or is he the one who learnt in order for people to say that he is a scholar? None of these. The sincere one is the one who learnt and studied for the sake of Allah alone. And like this, every other action of Islam. And then the author mentioned the 10th hadith, the hadith of Abi Bakr radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا الْتَقَى الْمُسْلِمَانِ بِسَيْفِهِمَا فَالْقَاتِلُ وَالْمَقْتُولُ فِي النَّارِ, that if two Muslims, they fought each other with their swords, and one of them died, the killer is in the fire, and the one who was killed is also in the fire. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, هذا القاتل فما بال المقتول. He said, O Messenger of Allah, we understand a killer being in the fire. The one who killed the other person, we understand that he is going to be punished by the fire. فَمَا بَالُ الْمَقْتُولِ. However, why is the one who was killed, why will he be punished with the fire? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَرِيصًا عَلَىٰ قَتْلِ صَاحِبِهِ. That even the one who was killed, even he was intent in killing and fighting the other person. So again, this hadith, it goes back to a person's intention. These two people, their actions differ. Because one of them killed the other person, and the other one was killed by the other person. So the end result and the consequence and the action is on the total different sides of the spectrum. One is the killer and the other one was killed. Yet both of them enter into the fire. And why do they enter into the fire? Because of the intention which they had. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that even the one who was killed, because he also took out the sword and he went to fight and tried to kill the other person, he had the same intention as that one. The eventual conclusion was different and the outcome was different. However, the intention was the same. And therefore, the punishment is the same. But notice that both of them, they combined between the intention and the action. So the one who was killed, it wasn't a mere intention in the heart. Rather, he had the intention in the heart to fight and kill. And then also, he went to fight, and he fought, and he took out his sword. But he was killed. So because both of them combined between the same intention and the same action, that they were both trying to physically harm each other, both of them are punished by the fire. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, that actions are according to intentions. We suffice with these three hadith in this lesson. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم وبالله التوفيق.